I've got a quick question for you, alright? I wanna hear your thoughts, I wanna know what's on your mind. I've got a quick question for you, alright? The answer's not important, I'm just glad that we could talk tonight. So what's your favorite?
How did you get?
If there's an answer, they're gonna find it. I think you'll have a great time here.
So, hello again, and welcome to the first Quick Question episode of You Thousand Funny Me, the podcast hosted by Soren and Daniel, two best friends and commentators who ask each other questions and give each other answers. I am one half of that podcast, senior writer for Last Week Tonight, author of How to Fight Presidents, and once again, sick boy Daniel O'Brien, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Soren Bowie. Soren, say hello.
Hello. This is really becoming, unfortunately, this is becoming like a thing for you, in that you became a sea person for a while. You became an island person. You became a golf person.
Right. This is the new identity I'm trying on. Yeah.
Yeah. You're sick people now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're sticking to it in the same way where you're like, you're going to do it for 3 months straight.
Yeah. It's an interesting group. You know me, like listeners of the show know I long for community all the time. So like just hanging out with other sick people, it's really bonding. And unlike, you know, when you're a sea person, if you're a fisherman and you hang out with a fisherman, there's no guarantee that you're going to perpetuate that relationship. But if you're just a couple of sick people breathing on each other, spitting on each other, you're going to see that person again at the next sick person meetup, because by some weird coincidence, they're also sick just like you are.
It makes me so anxious even to think about, obviously there's nothing wrong with two sick people who probably have the same thing, hanging out and like breathing on each other and kissing or whatever. But just the thought of two sick people being that close to each other really makes my skin crawl.
Yeah, there's an episode of New Girl where some kind of gnarly flu spreads from every member of the loft, and it just becomes this weird, like, a den of mucusy, exhausted sick people watching weird off-brand European children's television together, and just, like, the house falls apart and they're all just like mucusy and shitty around each other. And it's very uncomfortable. It makes me really unhappy because I know that there's like a humidity to that room.
Surely you can't get more sick, but it feels like you can. It feels like that's not good for you to be around all that expectorate.
Right.
Thanks to Rocket Money for supporting our podcast. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/QQ.
Thanks to Shopify for supporting Quick Question. Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big business. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/QQ. It is, I think it's just me. I took another one of my little trips, and the very last day, which was last night, I was in Cancun, and it was great, best vacation of my life. And then just the very last night, like really out of nowhere, I was like, everything is wrong now. And I don't believe it's COVID, but I can't really point to anything. There's a chance that, I consumed foods that I'm not allowed to, because at the resort where I stayed, they ask you every time you go to any meal if you have any allergies. And I say, sí, lácteos y huevos. And there's always a moment where I don't think lácteos travels quite the way I want it to across languages. I don't think lactose intolerant, if I believe it exists everywhere in the world. But me saying I can't have lactose, I don't think that is like gonna scan for anyone. So but everyone's very accommodating. So they say, yeah, okay, no problem, no lactose, no huevos. And then they might not necessarily think, oh, everything here is cooked in copious amounts of butter. So it might be like I ate a lot of butter or egg-based things that made me sick. Or another theory is that yesterday was incidentally the day that I went scuba diving, so that it might just also be like some kind of scuba-related sickness.
I've been there. Yeah. That's what I'm pretty sure that when I was in Costa Rica and I threw up blood, it was because of scuba diving.
Yeah. How far did you go down?
On the sea. Oh, I'm sorry, not scuba diving. So not scuba diving. I was snorkeling.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not certified scuba diving.
Oh, that's fine. But it was otherwise a great trip, and it took me to my first question, my first quick question.
Yes.
Soren, how was your New Year? How did you ring in the New Year?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. Because I'm a dad of young children. I won't celebrate New Year's for another 14 years. I go to bed at 10 o'clock, and that's an hour after my wife has gone to bed. And then maybe I might wake up sometime around 12:30 or 1 because a child is crying or sniffling. And then you come back and you sort of sarcastically say Happy New Year to your business partner.
Well, I don't know. I think my brother and sister-in-law did, I think, British New Year's this year, where they celebrate it at 7. They do a countdown at 7 p.m. our time and do the whole celebratory thing and then go to sleep at their normal adult parent times.
Yeah, I'm realizing now that it wasn't kids that woke me up. It was people texting me Happy New Year on New Year's and me being like mad about it. me being like,
really?
People are sleeping. I'm the Scrooge of New Year's.
People are still texting each other Happy New Year's?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know. Isn't that fucking blow?
That was definitely something that I feel like I remember being excited about in college when I would be with my college friends and also texting my high school and other friends. And I'll still text my family at midnight for New Year's, but I don't know. I'm 36. I don't. What are you doing? Who are you texting Happy New Year to? What are you getting from that? If I got a text from Cody Johnston saying Happy New Year, I would block his number.
I'd be so mad. It would be like him texting me and being like, Blood Moon tonight. And I'd be like, you fucker.
So you didn't do anything at all that day to acknowledge it, though?
Well, we drove back from Tucson. It was the second day of our trip driving back from Tucson on the 31st. We got in like midday, and then that night realized it was New Year's Eve as we were putting the kids to bed. We were like, oh shit. And then didn't do anything. I think maybe I watched some of Bullet Train, and then
it's fun, right?
That was it. I like it a lot.
It's a blast.
This is now the type of movie that I sink into, is the type of movie it's very fun at every second where I'm not like wanting to check my phone. I don't have to feel too much about anything. I'm not too invested in anybody, but it's all very watchable.
Yeah. And everyone in it is,
they're great.
Very cool. Like every character is just cool. You're not supposed to have that many cool characters in one movie. They're supposed to be like one Fonz and then a bunch of squares. But this one's like, nah, it's oops, all Fonzies. Everyone's got a weird quirk and they're all cool. And they're all highly stylized, and I just love it. I saw it in theaters, and then I watched it again on a plane. And I remember after I saw it the first time around, some coworkers were talking about plot holes not making sense. I was like, shut the fuck up. How do you even have time to pay attention to plot holes? There's 11 different awesome fights in this movie. It never stops moving. Everyone's having a good time.
It was, as someone who watches movies way too late, and the fact that I even got on board with this one, with this expiration date, like that I'm very close to it right now, which is fantastic for me. I was looking through it, and I'm looking, and I know everybody in it. And then one of the twins was this dude I had never seen in my entire life, and now he's everywhere. The
Brian Tyree Henry?
Like, yeah. The guy who's like super in shape. Like this guy is super yoked. I was like, who is this guy? He's wonderful. And like, he plays a heavy in it in a way where like, there's a lot of trust there. This is clearly somebody that they know is a star.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know where this guy came from. And now everywhere I look, he's around.
Yeah. I've known that actor and almost all the other actors in that movie, except Bad Bunny, who was a real revelation for me. What a cool fella. He doesn't get a ton to do in that movie, but he's just like, the second he's on screen, you're like, hey, that guy's pretty cool. Hey, he dresses cool. He walks cool. He talks cool. He looks really angry. What a cool guy. And then he's dead in the movie. And it was humiliating for me to learn that he is consistently the most popular artist in the world. Yeah. And it's not even close. Once got into a private discussion with a coworker who's a little bit younger than me that blew up into a writing staff discussion because she was talking about Bad Bunny to me and I had no idea who that was. And I was talking to her about Alfred Molina and she had no idea who that was. And so we had to open it up to the group and we were like, which one of us is crazier? Beloved character actor, Alfred Molina. He's been around forever. And she's like, Puerto Rican hunk, Bad Bunny, who's been selling out stadiums for the last 5 years.
You realize how out of your depth you are with culture. Yeah. As soon as somebody brings up a human being that somehow just exists in your blind spot and you're like, oh no, right. I had none of these before. I had no blind spots. I need to get glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. It was such a foolish gamble of me to not look into him during this conversation because I would have learned that Bad Bunny is the most downloaded Spotify artist years running. And Alfred Molina is like a that guy character actor from Frida. It should have been pretty clear.
Spider-Man?
No.
That's such a bummer. Alfred Molina is like, wonderful.
This also made me think that maybe Alfred Molina is just an important actor to me and my family, because as I'm trying to prove my point, I'm like, he was in the first 10 minutes of Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones. And what about, lest we forget, Maverick? We all love Maverick as much as I do, right? No?
He's in Boogie Nights.
Right.
Ah, he's important. He's a cultural touchstone.
Yeah.
He did some shit I'm now realizing. As I'm looking through all his movies, I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Oh, did some bad ones?
Some real dog shit. He was in the Prince of Persia movie.
Oh yeah. I think it's possible that he didn't have his like really great thing. He's just been quietly good in everything that he's done, but he hasn't had like a Michael Stuhlbarg moment where you get a great monologue in Call Me By Your Name or something like that, where you can point to and say, like, this is Alfred Molina shining.
God, there's got to be something. He was so, when everyone found out he was going to be Doc Ock, I felt like everyone was like, wow, they got a real heavy actor for that.
They got a ringer for this. Yeah.
And now I'm looking through it. I'm like, what Abduction? Is that why everyone thought that?
Why did we think that? Why were we so excited as a nation that Alfred Molina was going to be Doc Ock?
I don't know. Hey, quick question for you, the audience. Do you know how much you're paying in monthly subscriptions or even yearly subscriptions? Those are the real doozies, because they come around and then you get an email that says, hey, congratulations, you subscribed to this stupid thing again for another $99. And you're like, oh, that sucks. I should cancel. But why? I have 12 months more of it. Well, you don't have to deal with that anymore. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, you need Rocket Money. Over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about, like streaming services you bought to watch just one show, or that free trial that you signed up for, you wanted to use once, and then you completely forgot about. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you, so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. They'll line them all up for you, show you what you've got, and you can say, oh, no, I don't. What is this? I don't want this anymore. Get it out of here. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. That's $720 a year. Think of all the new subscriptions you could get with that and forget about. I know I had one. There was one that was hanging over me for years. It was Sirius Radio. At first, I thought I wanted it. At first, I thought, this is great. Look at all these channels I've got. And it just became this thing that I do not want at all. And now with car stereos, the way that they work is that you can connect your own Spotify. Some of them have Spotify in it. You can listen to anything you want anytime. And you're not beholden to these channels of satellite radio that are deciding, hey, 90s on 9, guess what you're going to be listening to? Ace of Base. I don't want to listen to that anymore. So It took me a long time to get rid of them because they would renew my subscription constantly, and then I would forget about it for a year. Well, not anymore, my friends. Now I've gotten rid of that, and I'm a free man. I feel so much lighter when I travel around in my car. So stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/QQ. That's rocketmoney.com/QQ. rocketmoney.com/QQ. Okay, so sorry. What was the question?
What did you do for New Year's? You watched some of Bullet Train?
Yeah, I watched some of Bullet Train, and then I went to sleep, and then was mad about fireworks, and then I was mad that people were texting me. I did. Yeah. It was nice, though, in that I had this. My children have been sick since September. They get everything because, of course, they do. But then all of a sudden, everything for Christmas and for New Year's just cleared up. We traveled to Tucson, and there was this weird confluence where none of the other kids were sick either, and all these kids hung out, and not one of them was worried. So, like, we weren't worried about like the snotty one, or anything like that. They were all just completely healthy. It made no sense. And then throughout New Year's, and so now I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for they've both gone back to school, and I just know we're going to be right back in it.
Yeah, that sucks.
What did you do, Dan?
Thank you. My travel buddy and I knew that we didn't want to be anywhere cold around New Year's. And this was I think the whole country was going through a cold snap right around the holidays. That was very terrible. And we just booked a nice resort in Cancun for the 1st until the 5th. And it was great. It was, really nice beaches. Cancun's amazing. Great food. Pools, all the stuff that you expect. There were I want to be very clear that I had the time of my life, as I now very characteristically will segue into my list of complaints. Just keep in your mind that I am very happy. But this is less of a complaint and more of a very. So there was a New Year's celebration on we got in the 31st, not the 1st. There's New Year's. So we went to the New Year's Eve party, which was on the beach, and they had a live band, and they had dancing and food and drinks and giant 2023 statues, and it was just start to finish a blast. So much fun. The first weird thing that happened, someone dressed as the Mask, Jim Carrey's The Mask, was there. No one else was dressed up as anything. There was just one, The Mask, and my buddy. Very casually, like it was the most natural thing in the world, just said, oh, The Mask is here. And I turned and I was like, oh, yes, indeed. And then we later saw The Mask in like a lot of the pamphlets and advertisements for this resort. So The Mask is pretty big for parties in Cancun, it seems.
What?
I know.
Did it just get there?
This year. Huh?
Did it just get there?
I'm wondering. It's just like, oh, there's the Mask is here, and then here are all these pamphlets advertising where The Mask will be next. And I'm
but
just
the
not...
Mask isn't even a New Year's movie. What is going
no.
on?
No, and
do
one
they
of
have
the
it for other holidays?
One of the posters featured The Mask in like the yellow suit and a quote above him that said, "It's showtime." Beetlejuice's quote. The Mask, to my knowledge, doesn't say it's showtime.
It's
the Mask
showtime.
Says smoking.
No.
And somebody
and
stopped
says,
me.
Somebody stopped me. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one weird thing. The other weird thing that I really...
Oh, and the Joker says it. Oh, no, he doesn't. He says, here we go.
That's right. That's right. This really made me laugh in the moment in a way that is probably very insensitive. When there was 10 minutes before the countdown, which, by the way, is too much time. It's too much time to hold anyone's attention towards the most important part of the party. They played a video. They had a big screen on the beach and they played a video, and it was all about like a reminder of how much fun this year was. And there were just like clips of a lot of really fun TikToks. What you would get if you just sort of were like browsing through TikTok, like Corn Kid was on there and there were cute animal stuff. It was just like really, really fun, joyful, dope things that happened this year. And then about halfway through the video, inexplicably, it went to text on screen that said, "But remember, it wasn't all fun." And then smash cut to coronavirus footage and like the queen dying and every sad thing that happened this year, which is like,
all the trauma.
Yeah. I guess I kind of understand that, like, yeah, if you want to sum up the year, you can't just do Corn Kid and goats screaming, but like you opened with funny stuff, then did really like, I'm telling you, a really jarring cut to people in hazmat suits and a bunch of headlines about COVID on the screen. And then with maybe 2 minutes left, they were like, but we can still laugh, right? And they went back to TikToks again. I was like, I don't know, guys. I don't know if you got the pacing of this exactly right. Just a very... I was really amped. I was at like an 11, and then he brought me down to a 1. And now I guess I'm going to settle for like a 4 with these TikToks.
I think that might be a cultural thing. I think it's like the, you feel everything bigly. Yeah, you feel it all huge. And then you're at the end, you're like, life, right? And you like grab onto the people around you and crush their bones between your fingers because you love them so much.
Sure.
Like
crush their bones between your fingers? Are you a giant?
I'm trying to think of a small enough bone to do that with. Like when you grab their ears and you just like you love someone, you just like grab their ear and you just twist until you hear the cracking.
Sure, of course. All right, that makes sense. Yeah.
But like when you like, it just makes you squeeze the people closer to you that much tighter because you're like, the good times and the bad. You guys are here. We're here together. I will go that extra inch with you on the football field.
Right. But fun New Year's. And then because I am the age that I'm at, it's let's do this countdown and then let's immediately go to sleep. Please. It's midnight. This is absurd. I was on a plane this morning.
I was going to ask. Yeah. So you ran out of steam.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Easily.
Okay. Sometimes this getting to those new places, it just gasses you out. Like you're somehow you just get this energy from nowhere and you're like, well, my body's different than everybody else's. I'm superhuman and I can do this.
Yeah. Well, we were extra exhausted, and I will say, I hate to paint with a broad brush here, but in all of my many stupid journeys and trips, I've never felt more like scammers abound than I did in Cancun. The second we got off the plane, we waited forever to get baggage, and then we're going towards the exit, and we have a shuttle that we're looking out for, and a very official looking man in like a sports coat and a tie could see that we're looking around. They're like, hey, what shuttle are you looking for? And we told him the name of the shuttle service. And he takes us to another guy, and we sit down with this guy, and the guy is like where are you from? Here's where I've been in America. He's joking, he's laughing, we're talking about college sports, and he asks us we tell him the shuttle, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he draws a little map of where our shuttle is going to pick us up. And then he keeps talking to us about what we're going to see while we're in there. And we really just thought, like, this is a guy who is like a very helpful, friendly guy. And maybe he knows we have to kill time before our shuttle gets here. But no, he is trying to set us up with a timeshare type situation. not exactly a timeshare. Like timeshares, I understand it. When we were growing up, it was something that would happen in Florida, and I know they do it in like Vegas too, where if you take like a 3-hour tour of this property that they're trying to sell you, you get 5 tickets to Disney for free. It's like the cost of doing business. You have to sacrifice some time so they can hopefully sell you on a timeshare, and then you get your free family Disney tickets.
That's not the way I've understood it, but go on.
And this guy was talking to us about Isla de Mujeres, which is a small island off the
island
coast
of women.
That's right. It's off the coast of where we were staying in Costa Mujeres. And he was like, you got to go there. It's like if you don't go, that's like going to Vegas and not gambling. It's so great. You got to get a boat to go out there and just like spend the day there. And now a lot of the boats, they cost $140. If you want a boat with air conditioning, it's $149 per person. But for you guys, I'll give it to you for $90. All you need to do is come to my hotel. And he's showing us videos of a different hotel than the one that we're staying at. And my travel buddy, who's savvier than I am, is like, why are you showing us this hotel that we're not staying in? He's like, no, I just want you to see it. And like, you come by and visit and check it out. And if you do that, then I'll get you discounted tickets for this trip. And we were, it's starting to dawn on us both now that there's like, oh, we have to spend 90 minutes at your hotel getting a tour of it if we want to earn the cheap tickets for this excursion that we want to do. And I don't feel like doing that. I don't think I'm going to want to travel from my hotel to another hotel to have a 90-minute breakfast there. And it's also, I need to stress again, we just got off the plane. So like I want to put my stuff down, and I'm just now realizing that this man has been trying to sell me on some new thing for like 20 minutes. And we keep saying like, yeah, we'll think about it. We'll think about it and we'll contact you. And he's like, great. I just need your names. We give him our names. He's like, okay. So I'll just need a credit card. We're like, no, we're not going to give you a credit card. I don't understand. He's like, just give me a credit card and I'll put the $80 charge in. Like, no, we're not going to do that. Okay. We'll just put down 40. And if you don't do it, then you get refunded completely. And so we're like, all right, fine. If I lose $40 to this timeshare scam, then that's fine. I need to leave the situation. And we finally left. And that's when we like double back to be like, so where's our shuttle again? It's like, oh yeah, there's one of the guys in the orange vests out there will help you. It's a thing that we could have figured out if we had ignored everybody, but instead it's a very clear plot of one guy who knows, I'm going to ask these dumb tourists a question and then bring them to one of the people that I know is trying to sell them something. They're in on that together. So we felt immediately bamboozled. And then when my buddy was getting our shuttle in order, there's a margarita stand set up right outside of the airport. And I see that. I'm like, I'm going to wash away this feeling of bamboozled, and I'm going to get us each margaritas, and we're going to start our trip properly. What a fun thing. We could just like get these margs and take them in our shuttle. And I said, two margaritas, please. And she makes the margaritas. $50.
U.S. dollars?
Yes.
Dan, wait.
I know.
Where? You're like at a...
I'm at the airport.
Okay, yeah. So you're like a Treya. So, and you ordered margaritas, but you're like, you're beyond with the... You already have your bags and everything, right? You're
no longer within... And we're outdoors of the airport. Like we've gone out the doors, and there's just like a stand where she's selling margaritas in association with Margaritaville, I think.
$25 a margarita?
Yeah.
And was it served in a 6 foot tall glass boot?
No, it was a normal margarita glass.
And you paid it.
We sure did, buddy. And there were fewer opportunities for us to get scammed because we spent so much time on the resort. But when we did go to Isla Mujeres, there was more of that vibe everywhere we went, where it's like, oh, that coconut drink looks cool. Oh, it's $30? Okay, well. We'll wait on the boat. We'll wait on the boat until it's time to go back.
Fuck, dude.
That's... Really fun trip. Total blast. Strongly recommend it. Everyone, more than anywhere else I visited, they were very patient and encouraging for me to practice my Spanish. Everyone that I met could see that I was trying, and they would engage with me in conversation, and that felt good.
That's very kind of them. Do you find that you understand Spanish better than you can speak it?
Yes.
That's something that's changed in me over time. When I was first learning Spanish, I was like, as long as it was in my head and I was putting it out there, I could do it. I could do it okay. The minute somebody started talking to me in Spanish, I was like, hold on. We're going to have to dissect each of these. Were those two separate words, or was that all just one big long thing? Yeah. And now as I've gotten older, I understand Spanish really well. It's totally functional. I can get by just like listening to somebody talking Spanish, but the minute I have to speak it, I'm like, well, hang on. Let me write this down so I can conjugate it.
Because when I'm speaking it, I still don't have all of the words that I want to use. And so I have to take a very long route to explain. Like when they ask me if I speak Spanish, and I say, sí, quiero aprender. Estudio con una aplicación en mi celular todos los días.
Oh, nice.
Which is like longer way of saying, yeah, I use Duolingo than I would like. So I have these like very clunky academic ways of explaining myself. But meanwhile, if someone is talking to me, I don't get every word, but I get enough of the words that I can put together the context of what they're trying to tell me.
Right. The gist is always there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I guess maybe that's all I'm getting is that, like, I was trying to understand everything when I was younger, maybe. And now I'm just like, come on, get to a word I know. Leche. Okay. We're talking about milk, baby.
Can we talk about notifications for a second? Who actually leaves those sounds on anymore? Cha-ching! Well, besides that kind, that's another sale on Shopify. Cha-ching! The all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether your thing is vintage tees or recipes for ghee, start selling with Shopify and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you'll create an online store in your vibe, discover new customers, and grow the following that keeps them coming back. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere, regardless of what your thing is. Shopify has all the sales channels sorted, so your business keeps growing from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free libraries full of educational content, Shopify's got you every step of the way. It's how every minute new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify, and you will too. When you're ready to launch your thing into the spotlight, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform backing millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. This is a possibility powered by Shopify. They've asked me to talk about a dream business idea that I've been dying to start and how the simplicity of Shopify will be a factor to encourage me to set up and start it. And I am thrilled to talk about my latest business venture. You know, things that are flavored like birthday cakes. I know that any cake can be a birthday cake, but I'm talking specifically about vanilla on vanilla with sprinkles, the thing that if you get a flavor, like a birthday cake flavored ice cream bar or a birthday cake flavored lollipop, it has the flavor. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so my business venture is that, but salted. It's exactly that, but salty. It hasn't been done before. There's a mix of salt and sweet in a lot of other areas, but no one has made a fully salted, classic, traditional birthday cake. That's the new business that I'm building. The podcast is sort of running on fumes at this point, so I'm pivoting to salt cake, and Shopify makes selling my salt cake recipes simple, so I can put myself and my ideas out there. Whether your thing is making ebooks, earrings, or hit ideas like salted birthday cake, Shopify makes your success possible. Making your idea real opens endless possibilities. I love how Shopify makes it easy for anyone to successfully run their own business, like me, the Salty Cake Man. It's never been easier to start and grow a business thanks to Shopify. Go on, try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/QQ. Go to shopify.com/QQ to start selling online today. Shopify.com/QQ.
But yeah, it sounds like a good trip. Now,
it was a good trip. There was one time on the last day where they couldn't scam old Dino beans. I had finally gotten wise to this. It was when we did the scuba trip where I had the transport. Like, you pay for scuba, you get a lesson one day, and then you, as a refresher, and then you go on a boat and jump off the boat for two dives, and you get transportation to the marina and transportation home from the marina. We did the dives. It was great. Get back to the marina, and my guide was like, he had some, like, very tense, hushed Spanish conversations with other people who worked there for a while, and then he comes back to me, and he's like, bad news. Our transport was supposed to take us to the hotel at 2:30, but they left without us. So now the next transport isn't until 4:30. So we would have to wait 2 hours. And I was like, hey, that blows. My buddy is back at the resort and will be unhappy about that. And also, I'm pretty unhappy about that. I'm very hungry, and I don't want to wait in this marina for 2 hours. Yeah. And he disappeared for a second, and then he comes back, and he's like, I might have some good news. I called somebody, and I think I could arrange a private car for just us to get back to the resort. But the thing is, we'd probably have to give the driver some money. And I said, how much money would we have to give to the driver? And he's like, I think anything would probably make the driver happy. And I said, okay, well, I didn't bring any extra money for the driver. I have your tip, and that's it. That's the only cash I have, is the money that I was going to give to you. And I still want to give that to you because he did a really good job. But I don't have any extra cash for the driver. So, and then Soren, like magic, a transport appeared.
Oh, God.
A transport that was not a private car.
Yeah.
And I think it was clear. I don't think it's a coincidence that as soon as the math became, hey, guide, you either get the tip or the driver gets the tip, then we no longer, lo and behold, we no longer had to contract a private driver.
Yeah.
I felt God, like that was
it's
a real.
So exhausting.
It is,
so
yeah.
Exhausting looking out for stuff like that. And I find, I mean, I don't know whether your travel buddy is a boy or a girl, but when I travel with, when I used to travel with my wife and also when she was my girlfriend, I was, two things would happen. One, I was way more aware and hypersensitive to this kind of stuff because I felt like I was the last stop between like real dangerous situations happening and us like falling into some sort of trap. And then the second thought I would have was like, what? She speaks Spanish better than you do. Like it was just like this weird machismo thing that like I was dealing with, like my own male hangups of like, I'm the one in charge. And so I was constantly getting scared and then mad at myself.
Yeah.
I don't travel.
I understand that everyone needs to make money however they can. And I know that it times can be tough all over, but I'm so dumb and trusting. And I think everyone knows that. And that's what makes it, yeah, like you said, exhausting, where it's just like, no, I just, you know that I can't get from here to the resort. You know that I have no power to do that.
Yeah.
I can't call a Lyft and I don't know how the taxis work. Please just be cool about all this, please.
The way you handled that is so good. I don't even think I would know to do that in that circumstance where you were like, hey, that sucks. How much is it going to cost exactly? And the guy was like, I don't know. Cause that, of course they does. And then you were to be, then just to give him like the choice of like, well, you're either going to split the money between this guy and you, or I'm going to give it all to you.
Right.
And you're not saying the amount either. You're saying,
no.
I brought an amount and some of it's going to be, I mean, I want it to be a tip for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to have to share it. Now what?
Right.
Oh, yeah, my position, okay, we'll figure something else out.
My position is very much, I'm not supposed to pay for the transport. That's included in the price of things. If everything he said was true and things did go wrong and we did have to rely on a buddy to get us home, if that's all true, that's fine. It's still, I'm not going to be the one who gives my money to the surprise driver. He can make that his decision. My guide can make that his decision. Like, if you want this amount of cash to go from your hand to his hand, you have to make that exchange. I'm going to give it to you because that's what I want to do. And that's all there is to it.
And this is what I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good. That's such a mature thing to do. Fuck. I would have handled it so much worse than that. I would have
what
gotten
would you have
indignant.
Done?
I would have gotten mad. I would have gotten indignant and I would have been like, no, that's not, look, I'll pull it up right now. It says the transport's included. I'm like, we'll just have to call them, get them back here because I can't wait that long. My travel buddy's pregnant and we need to get back because she might be going into labor at any minute. We're like, I would just come up with reasons why this wasn't fair to me.
And I'm also her doctor.
She needs me.
I think I've lost it all now at this point because I'm sick and I just had a day of travel, but I was in this situation on day 4 or 5 of a peaceful, wonderful, perfect vacation. And also immediately after scuba diving for 90 minutes, which is itself an incredibly zen meditative experience for me. So as much as I'm sticking to my guns with this guy, I'm also like, you know, I'm prepared to stay here until 4:30. If what you said is true and we can't get a transport until 4:30, that's a real bummer. But I will stand right here in the sun and that's just what it's going to be. Or I will walk 5 miles if I think that's going to be a better plan. And like, I'm texting my buddy who was like, this is outrageous. I'm going to go to the ATM right now and I'll get cash so I can meet with the transport here. And we're like, no.
we're don't worry about people
it.
Now.
We're, yeah. I was just communing with the fish and bonding with sea cucumbers. What even is money at this point? What's time? What's 90 minutes? Who cares?
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like you saw a turtle, buddy. Did you see what languidly swimming across your path?
I didn't, unfortunately, see a turtle out in the ocean. I saw a ton of really cool fish and eels, which eels are really climbing up the ranks for some really dumb-looking animals.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love their fucking dumbass faces.
They're so goofy. These fucking clowns.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody at one point... Oh, it's just a shame that I don't have the... I can't put the credit to this, but somebody had tweeted that eels always look like they just told a joke and no one is laughing. Like they're just waiting for people to laugh.
They're big, stupid, wide eyes that are... They're always smiling and they're not quite sure.
Mouth is always wide open for whatever reason. They got those stupid teeth and he braces.
Yeah. I love them.
That's great. That's great. I could just imagine you swimming around down there looking at the fish being like, oh, I'm going to catch the shit out of you someday.
Yeah. Oh, my one scary wildlife encounter. I woke up very early the same day, the scuba day, and I wanted to run on the beach before the sun was up and maybe catch the sun coming up when I finished my run. So I ran down in dark and was like using my phone flashlight as light to see. And I went probably a mile south on this beach and three huge beach dogs started barking and chasing me.
Feral dogs. And,
huh?
Were they feral?
I don't know. I didn't ask. And I know that like sometimes dogs chase you and they want to hurt you. But sometimes if you run by a dog, they think you're playing. And so they were like running with me. And like I immediately turned away and started sprinting and put my hands up and said, no, it's okay. Está bien. And kept running and like on the blind faith that these were playful dogs and they would stop chasing me when I got far enough away from like where they were hanging out. And it so happened that I was right. But it's one of those, I'm sure you've had a million of these, a vacation moment where you do something really stupid and you don't realize how stupid it is until way too late. I'm so lucky that those weren't feral, mean attack dogs or anything else. Yeah. I fucking decided to run in pitch black on the beach before anyone was awake in a foreign country.
Yeah.
And then it took three dogs scaring my nuts off. For me to be like, oh yeah, you know what? This could have been anything. This was always a stupid idea of me to do.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. A lesson that no one else needs to learn.
I've told you before that I worked at a job where I would occasionally have to go chase bears out of people's hot tubs.
Yeah.
That we would see bears and people.
This was at Blockbuster, right?
Yeah, Blockbuster. We worked in these cabins and like people in their cabin would be like, there's a bear in my yard or whatever. And like, we would just go up there and we'd just be really loud because they're just black bears and black bears don't really want to interact with humans. But there was one time when I went out there and I was like, yeah, I'll go get this bear. came out their screen door and I saw the bear in the backyard. It saw me and I was like, hey, bear. And I started like clapping and stuff. And the bear looked at me and then took a step towards me. And I was like, oh no. This was all such a bad idea. Yeah. Why did I think I could do this?
I had not anticipated what was always going to be like a 50-50 shot of what the outcome could be.
Right. I had just gotten lucky so many times. I was like, this is life. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And then the minute it took a step towards me, I was like, oh shit. And like, just like screamed, like kind of like pulled the door shut behind me and everything. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I'll get some pots and pans and see if that works. But it was like, it was terrifying. I don't know what the bear was thinking. But it was like, oh, that looks like it would be tasty. Just move a little closer, see what it does.
Man, this guy's talking a whole lot of shit saying, hey, bear. Let's see what he has to say.
I've definitely had those experiences on trips too, where I'm just sort of like I'm like reckless. I'm traveling and starting to feel good. And like, cause you feel so not good for so much of traveling where you're just like, you're an awkward person in a new place and you always look that way. And I hate feeling like the sore thumb. And so as soon as I start to kind of know a place, I get confident real quick. And like, yeah. I'm like, I'm in it. I'm feeling good. And it's so like, it just takes a fraction of a second for you to realize I don't know this city or I don't know this wilderness at all.
Yeah. It's really, if something had happened to me on the beach at 6:30 in the morning, my friend sleeps in and also would probably wake up and assume I was running at whatever time they woke up and would just not know where to look for me if something had happened. And that's the kind of like very stupid planning that I will completely forget about the next time I'm on a trip.
I mean, the fact that you run with your phone is helpful.
Yeah.
In this very one isolated circumstance. I'm glad that you told me this story, Dan. And you told me about being people trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Because I have a story that I need to tell you. And I need you to try to help me figure out if this was a scam or what was going on.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was in the grocery store and I was in the pet section. Doesn't really affect the story too much other than this is such a, it just like, I'm giving you color.
I think it's helpful to remind our listeners every once in a while that you have a cat because you never talk about it.
I never talk about my cat. So I'm trying to like buy some kitty litter for my roommate. And I'm looking at him, this timid voice goes, excuse me, sir. To the point where I think it's somebody on the phone trying to be polite. And then I look over and there's somebody standing there next to me. And I need to describe the person to you. This is a man wearing a crypto hat. It said like crypto lithium or something like that on it. He had on glasses, sunglasses.
Yeah.
In the
Can I make store. An early prediction for scam?
Wearing sunglasses in the store. He's young. He's like 23 or something like that. And he's got his phone with him and he's talking to me. Also, he's wearing a hat. Like his bangs are down under the hat. Like they're not tucked up into it, which is like not an earnest way to ever wear a hat. It's like the way that they make hats. Kids wear hats in commercials where yeah. It's like, hey, that kid doesn't own that hat. it could be a wig for all I know.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's like, excuse me, sir. And he's like, would you go to this house? And he turns his phone to me and there's a picture of a house, like a Zillow front yard picture of a house, basically. And it's fine. There's nothing. It's not the Bates Motel or anything. And
right.
I'm like,
would you go to it?
Yes. Would you go to this house? And I was like, for what? And he's like, to bang. And then he does this, like he puts it, he makes fists. And then he does kind of like this, like motion. Like it's kind of like a halfway between a thrust and a dance.
Uh-huh.
It's like to bang. And I was like, no, man. And I started turning away. He's like, no, not with me. If you were me, would you go to this house? And I my first instinct was pure rage. And I don't know why. And I have to now like address this later. Like why I got so mad. But I was like, why the fuck would you ask me that? And he's like, I don't know. I thought I'd get a second opinion. And I was like, what? Like, I said, what does the house matter? Why does the house matter at all? And he was like, because it matters. And like, he's like treating it like I'm crazy for not answering his question. And I'm like, don't ask me that question. Ask one of your friends that question. I'm a stranger to you. Why are you asking a stranger? And I'm getting like irate. Like I'm kind of yelling at this guy. And I'm like, why are you asking me that question? And he was like, I just wanted, you looked like maybe I could, I thought maybe I could get an opinion. That's, I'm sorry to have interrupted you. And I'm like, mad. And then I start like trying to rationalize my anger. So I'm like, if you can't just ask a stranger that question, think of the onus you're putting on me. If something happens to you at that house, I will feel terrible if I see you on the news. Like I'm getting these inconceivable circumstances where I'm like now getting angry that he's put me in a situation where I chose for him and he's been murdered there.
Right.
Which is not going to happen.
No, and, that's not any of the places where my mind went.
But I'm like reeling and I'm angry for a lot of reasons. One, that he came up and gave me that question with no context. Two, that the context he gave me sucks so hard. Mm-hmm. And then three, that he's still going and that he's treating me like I'm the crazy one. Like it's making me more crazy and mad. And I'm getting very upset with him. He's just trying to like calm me down and be like, it's just a question. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then I just grab some kitty litter. Kitty liners, like liners for the litter box, and throw them in my cart. And I start to walk away. And he goes, I have a cat too. And that was it. That was our interaction. And then as I was walking around the store, I'm still thinking about it, horrified I'm going to run into this person again. And just thinking like, why were you so mad, Soren? You could have just said yes or no. And that would have been the end of it. I could have been like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care. Or like,
right.
No, I wouldn't go to that house. And that would have been it.
Because I think my best guess for what he wanted to do was to brag to you because you're a cool and handsome guy. And he wants you to think that he is the kind of guy who gets invites to have sex with a homeowner. And that he has the freedom to turn them down. I think he wants you, a stranger but alpha-seeming male, to be impressed by him.
Oh, that's a very generous look on it.
I don't know. He still kind of sounds like a dirtbag.
Yeah, I think he was a young dirtbag, which was really disheartening. I was so mad, and then started thinking, I wonder if it's a guy trying to build a brand, like a prank brand, because he's wearing sunglasses inside. This is the kind of weird questioning you would get if someone who's bad at pranks was like, I'm going to do a prank show, and they had some sort of camera in the glasses. Like, hey, would you go to this house? Would you like to have sex at this house? Like, and thinking like what their line of questioning is going to be. And I derailed that immediately. And that was the problem. But
right. Or if the prank is they're trying to trick you, where you'd be like, yeah, I would have sex in that house. I'm like, well, guess what, buddy? It's David Duke's house. How do you feel now?
I felt pretty bad. and then I started to think, well, if I'm on camera, like, is there anything that I said there that was really like embarrassing? And I was like, well, I'm not so happy with how emotional I got, but I think all my rationale is fine. I think that everything I said is okay. With the exception of the first thing I said was, I don't care. It's a house. Who cares what the house is like if you're having sex?
I do like that as your genuine first reaction, that the house is not important. You're looking for logical flaws in what is clearly a different kind of situation. Whatever the truth of it is, we'll never know. But your immediate reaction was, why should the house matter? As if in an ideal world, he'd be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I should only do it for love. Thank you. This is important for me to learn.
it's the person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what I meant by that was, you're not giving me enough context. Like, the house matters. So there's 7 or 8 things that you need to consider before the house. And I don't want to hear any of those things. So I'm just going to try and cut this off by saying, it's not about the house, man. It's about the heart.
Yeah.
In the silliest way that I could think of.
But I think prank is probably very likely. The more that I think about it, the fact that he's using the word bang and doing
the hip thrust,
like kind of an intentionally awkward mime of that.
Yeah.
He wants some kind of reaction from you. He's a new YouTube pranker, so he doesn't really have it all figured out yet. He just assumes it's an easy thing to do. I was like, all I need to do is say something kind of inappropriate to a stranger. I will get a reaction, and that will be content. And I don't think he knew what reaction he wanted, but I'm certain you didn't give it to him.
No, I did not. And then like the other part of me was like, is this a scam? Is this somehow a scam that I accidentally derailed? Well, not even accidentally, like I derailed from the jump. Like, what could the next line of questioning have even been if I had been engaged with him? If he was like, hey, yeah, okay, thanks for your advice. By the way, here's some other thing that's like unrelated, but that is now I understand how this relates to money. Can you give me some money to get there? Like, I was supposed to meet a buddy there. And
I wonder what he would have done if he had said, would you bang in this house? And you're like, no, do you have anything in like a ranch style?
Yeah, what,
I don't like, I don't really like stairs.
I'll tell you what I like, terracotta. Do you have any like mid-century, like a missionary, old Spanish missionary style thing?
Yeah, I'd go to the valley for that.
Oh God, I would travel all the way to Antelope Valley. Oh my God, I'm getting horny just thinking about it. Oh, the steps.
Can you send me that house? Hey, yo, can you send me that house? The address? No, no, no. Just send me the picture of that house.
Send me, let me see the living room.
Just airdrop it to me. I'm not weird.
Oh, this house is so hot. So the house itself had a drive. It was garage forward. Like, not only was the garage out in front, it was on the very front of the house, and the house kind of rose up behind it in one of those weird ways where, like, just to get in the front door, you got to walk up some wood steps around the side, which is like, yeah, not. I've been to some Airbnbs like that before and been like, that's a bummer. But, and I certainly wouldn't live there. So I think probably if I was being honest and it was a friend who had asked me that, I'd be like, no, I don't fuck with that house.
Yeah.
That house sucks.
I think even if a friend did ask you that, your reaction would still be like, what does the house matter? That's still a reasonable first response. If I had said, hey, Soren, would you go to this house to fuck? You would be like, who? What have you done? Who is this?
I think he was so like confident that it shook me when he was like, when I said, what does it matter? He was like, because it matters. And then I was like, there's things I don't know about the world of like dating and stuff because I'm completely blind to it all that you probably have to look out for that kind of thing. If he's gay and he's going to some other, like another guy's house, like there's a real threat on multiple fronts. One that you're like, this could be somebody who's like trying to, a homophobe who's trying to like lure gay people in, and then is terrible to them. Or that this is like a, you get drugged type of situation. Like it could be a lot of things.
That's true. I hadn't considered that. There is an outside chance that this person saw a dating profile and then saw this house and it doesn't match up and something feels sketchy. And they figure, who are the most trusting and supportive people in the world? Other cat owners. I'll ask this guy. You can't own a cat and be an asshole. So I'll just, we're in a brotherhood.
I was also, as soon as I said, you should be asking your friends this question. I also had this moment where I was like, oh fuck, look at you. You don't have friends. That was mean of me. I shouldn't have said that. Walking away. After I'd paid and everything and I got my groceries in the car, I did have this moment where I felt really good because it took me until then to even realize, oh, this would be a fun story to tell Dan on the podcast, which means that it didn't happen in the moment, which means that I'm still having authentic experiences out in the world.
Oh, that's great. Well, I was on the beach watching a video about coronavirus for New Year's Eve. I was like, I know what I'm going to talk about Thursday. This is money in the bank.
Oh, thank God this happened. Oh, I had nothing. This is perfect. it wasn't until that I was like, oh, you know, I'll tell Dan about this. Oh my God, I'll tell Dan about this.
Well, do you have anything else or should we wrap things up?
No, let's wrap it up. Dude. I can do it.
Please do.
You're sick. All right, well, we're going to wrap up the show there. I feel like that's a good ending spot. You can follow Daniel on Twitter as long as he's there, @DOB_Inc, and me, Soren, as long as I'm there, Soren_LTD. You can also find Quick Question there at QQ_Soren and Dan. That will, every single episode that we drop, if you follow that QQ_with_Soren and Dan, you will see every single time an episode drops. You can email us at QQ with Soren and Daniel@gmail.com. I want to give some thanks, because I can't tell you to go find this person and hire him, but I wanted to give thanks to our producer and sound engineer and editor. That's Gabe Harder. Although in this case, it's Jacob Weinstein, who's filled in a couple of times and he's been outstanding. So you can, I don't know, find him, I guess. And you can also, if you want to find more music from the people who created our theme song, that's Me Rex. And you can find them at merex.bandcamp.com. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got a quick question for you. So what's your favorite? How did you get? I think you'll have a great time.